Education of Little Tree, read by Peter Coyote.
Grandma said, when you come on something good, first thing to do is share it with whoever you can find. That way the good spreads out where no telling it will go, which is right. Little Tree. Ma lasted a year after Pa was gone. That's how I came to live with Grandpa and Grandma when I was 5 years old. The kinfolks had raised some mortal fuss about it, according to Grandma, after the funeral. There in the gullied backyard of our hillside shack, they'd stood around in a group and thrashed it out proper as to where I was to go, while they divided up the painted bedstead and the table and chairs. Grandpa had not said anything. He stood back at the edge of the yard, on the fringe of the crowd, and Grandma stood behind him. Grandpa was half Cherokee, and Grandma full blood. He stood above the rest of the folks, tall, 6'4", with his big black hat and shiny black suit that was only worn to church and funerals. Grandma had kept her eyes to the ground, but Grandpa had looked at me, over the crowd, and so I had edged to him across the yard and held onto his leg and wouldn't turn loose even when they tried to take me away. Grandma said I didn't holler one bit, nor cry, just held on. And after a long time, them tugging and me holding, Grandpa had reached down and placed his big hand on my head. "Leave him be," he had said. And so they left me be. Grandpa seldom spoke in a crowd, but when he did...